We're on. What's up, guys? Welcome to the podcast. If you want to support me, you can go to YouTube and search Garrett Viola. No, not Garrett Viola. Sorry. I totally forgot I changed it. I'm now Shoebox Official. And yeah, subscribe to the podcast. Go to what is it? SoundCloud. And I'm Big Tasty on SoundCloud, and yeah, so I'm just done plugging all my stuff now. Yeah, so today we will be doing Spider-Man. You guys know Spider-Man. Sorry about that clicking sound. You guys should know Spider-Man. I think he was voted the most popular comic book character in 2012, I think. I'm not sure. So, welcome to the podcast, everyone. We are ready to start, so let's just jump right into it. Okay, Spider-Man. Peter Parker became Spider-Man after a bite from an irradiated spider that gave him superpowers. At first, Peter used his powers to become a TV star. However, when his actions led to the death of his Uncle Ben, he realized with great power comes great responsibility. Since then, Spider-Man has become a true hero. So that's all it had. Which you think there'd be a longer thing. All right, yeah. So vital stats. His real name is Peter Benjamin Parker. Occupation, he is a professional photographer. His base is New York City. Finally, we get a base for one of these characters. His height is 5 foot 10 inches, or 1.7 meters. His weight is 167 pounds, or 75 kilograms. His eyes are hazel, and his hair is brown. His powers, Spider-Man can cling to most surfaces, and has superhuman strength, speed, and reflexes. A spider sense warns him of danger. Web shooters on his wrists allow him to spray strong web lines. His allies are the Fantastic Four and the Avengers. His foes are Norman Osborn, Dr. Octopus, Vulture, and Sandman. So that's basically just like the Sinister Six. That, wow, it's almost 3 minutes. I went through this way too fast. There's not very much information on here. Yeah, weird. So Spider-Man first met the Avengers early in his career and fought alongside them several times. He has become an official part of the team and an important and much beloved member. Superior Spider-Man. So when when Dr. Octopus's mind, when he took over Peter Parker's mind, he became a Superior Spider-Man. Before bringing Peter back to stop Green Goblin. Okay, sorry, I forgot something. So he also has web shooters that to help trap bad guys, or ropes that Spidey can swing from. So I kind of went through that quickly because I kind of wanted to talk about the new Spider-Man announcement thing that's been going on. I haven't really gotten my opinion out on it because I've been off, I guess, taking vacation for podcasting for quite a while. I think about a month now. But yeah, so basically it was Sony and Disney kind of stopped their relationship with each other. If you don't know, Sony owns Spider-Man. Owns the film rights of Spider-Man. Disney can still make TV shows. Sorry. I thought I heard something weird. So basically they kind of stopped, and now they've announced that they will be making one more Spider-Man movie together, Spider-Man 3 together, and Kevin Feige will be producing on it along with Marvel Studios, and they will be making one more untitled film. That's rumored to be either new Avengers or a next, like, Avengers 5 or something, or, you know, the new Avengers or Young Avengers, whatever they're gonna call it. I would think they would do Young Avengers. There's been lots of rumors. Kevin Feige seems like he really wants to do a Young Avengers. New Avengers would be fun. It would be cool, but I feel like you could get a lot more out of Young Avengers for like a younger audience and stuff like that. So yeah, that's kind of all that's going on. I really do think they'll probably renew a contract or whatever after, but you do see with like when people think that they're gonna renew a contract, like with Henry Cavill in with Superman, everyone thought he would appear one more time in Shazam and then kind of redo his contract with DC and go over to resign a new contract basically for Man of Steel 2 and stuff like that. But that was not the case, and Henry Cavill's out now. So it's kind of, we're kind of iffy right now. We don't really know what's happening, if anything is going to happen after Spider-Man 3 and all that stuff. In the one other film, I think it's kind of 50-50 right now. We have to kind of be careful, make sure that our expectations aren't too high, because that's the thing. You don't want to have your expectations high, and then all of a sudden we only get one more Spider-Man film. But yeah, so that's basically my opinion on it. Hope you guys liked the whole thing. I know this one's kind of short. This one was definitely quite short. It felt short. But it's kind of my normal time. Whatever. Yeah. So that's good. That's, it for the podcast. See you guys next time in Face Front, Avengers.